This is Robert Mertolacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. I'm here at the Able Leadership Summit at York University, and we have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Dave Roberts and John Kershaw of the 21st Century Learning Associates. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Well, what a groundbreaking day it's been. First of all, the summit's been tremendous, and they've had a great lineup of keynotes and sessions. But equally important was our first ever meeting with the partnership P21 Canada initiative that John and Ken have been David have been instrumental in pulling together with Mindshare Learning, and we greatly appreciate that. Perhaps we can have your reflections and talk a little bit about what motivated the evolution of this partnership.
Well, the idea behind the partnership, Robert, is that we know that there's a lot of efforts across Canada being made towards building 21st century models of learning, particularly at the K-12 level. But there's not a lot of support behind those efforts, and we felt that if we could get companies together to in a coalition, much like they have down in the United States with the Partnership for 21st Century Skills, that as being good Canadians, we could probably improve upon that model. But the idea is, just like we're trying to teach the kids about collaboration, that maybe we should put that into operation in Canada and cooperate amongst ourselves to try to support the kids to get the kind of learning that they need to be successful in this new era. Some people call it the knowledge era. Some people call it the digital era. I like to call it the age of creation or creativity. But it's all about supporting kids in the class to get the kind of learning they need, and then those kids will grow up and they'll take over the economy of Canada, and we'll just be that much better positioned to compete and be successful in a global environment.
Now, I should have prefaced this by saying a little bit about your background and the expertise you bring to the table, that you were deputy minister in New Brunswick and did some excellent work in the area of 21st century learning. So carrying that expertise and passion, you clearly have the passion to carry that torch, that since things have changed for you in New Brunswick.
Definitely. Both Dave and I were with the Department of Education, and we had a great team that felt that we needed to have a 21st century learning model in New Brunswick. We made some great strides. And I think that the important lesson from there is we took a shot at making it happen, and so we have some expertise in how to make it happen. And I think based on what we have seen in other areas, there's a lot of talk about what needs to happen, but very few people know how to go about it. And I think that's where Dave and I feel that we have an opportunity to share some of our experience and to help others on the path, because inevitably everybody's going to be on that path or they're going to fall behind those that are.
Absolutely, and we had a great conversation around the table this morning with some of the corporate partners who were present, and Bill Hogarth, the former director of education in York Region, now heading up BRDI's, one of the co-presidents. They clearly endorsed our future direction in P21 Canada and all the great work that you've done in New Brunswick. And it's really leveraging, expertise and knowledge networks, really, is what we're talking about. And speaking of knowledge networks, someone with vast knowledge, David Roberts, your associate, we chatted a little bit about CAP and some programs that I've been involved with in the past when I was on the Computers for Schools Board in Ontario, so I'm very familiar with your initiatives. And having had the benefit of being a classroom teacher and gone through the system, that brings tremendous value. So perhaps I can get your reflections on today and what you think going forward.
We had the great luxury in New Brunswick over the past several years of frequently things don't change from the inside out, they change from the outside in. So we had the luxury of working with a tremendous number of very experienced principals, wonderful young and new and old teachers, all of which wanted to change the current paradigm we were involved in. So although we had a chance to look worldwide at various models of 21st century learning, We had the great luxury, as I said, internally of having people who were demanding change and demanding a paradigm shift and demanding a new model of learning. So as much as we occasionally, we've been sort of anointed with the claim of change in the Brunswick system, it really changed itself because people were demanding change. Principals were demanding it, teachers were demanding it, and more importantly, students were demanding it. And we finally, after many years, started to listen. And the messages were absolutely loud and clear. The current model is good enough if it was 1991 or 1972 or 1965, but it's not good enough if it's 2011. So listening to those conversations helped us provide a sense of direction as to where we need to go and, more importantly, how we need to get there. And as a result of that, we had the wonderful opportunity of being engaged by various jurisdictions worldwide who came to visit the province of New Brunswick to see what they were doing and to learn, not necessarily from the Department of Education, but to learn in practice from the teachers and principals in our province who were doing what they said they were doing.
Well, it's not surprising that New Brunswick is a perennial winner in our national video challenge, the Mindshare Learning Contest. Park Street Elementary won this year, and New Brunswick has the luxury of having three consecutive winners in our 3 years, and that's a national contest. So some excellent work done, and we look forward to our future collaboration with P21 Canada and leveraging all your fine work in New Brunswick, and their losses are a gain as far as we're concerned. And thank you so much for your time. That was David Roberts and John Kershaw of the 21st Century Learning Associates. My name is Robert Mertolacci, and till next time, keep the learning curve steep.
Mertolacci. Now, I want you to say that 8 times.